Welcome to Minisode 6. I'm Emily Reese from June Media. Adam Gubman is a pretty great composer who's worked on hundreds of games, and he'll tell you what's new in his career in just a few minutes. I also this week spoke with three people who work at a German audio company called Dynamedian, and you'll hear from one of the founders, Pierre Langer, and you'll also hear from the head of their boom sound effects library, Axel Rohrbach.
In a lot of cases for our games, it's in many cases we are the ones doing everything in terms of audio.
I see.
But
okay.
There's as many projects where we do parts. And then in a lot of cases, we work directly with the audio teams. Like Brad Derrick is the composer and also the audio director. And so we're very used, you know, to work on parts of the game audio only in cooperation or partnership with another composer who's not linked to our team or the audio director of the team. So we're not like, you know, we want to do everything or nothing, but we're very used to, you know, just do services, audio services to other audio guys as well.
So what were some of your favorite sounds then that you used? Did you have any favorites?
Guns.
still talking about Elder Scrolls or just generally?
Yeah, Elder Scrolls. We can talk in general, but
okay,
let's
then
first.
Guns.
No, it's more like the experience, how we created those source sounds for the sounds we created for Elder Scrolls. This is okay. One thing that when we screamed the creatures into the microphone, we were shot to vomiting over the place because it's so exhausting.
And then,
yes. And we gave everything we had. And the other thing is I recorded a tiger, and when tigers are not very fond of you being around, then they pee on you. And the tiger peed all over me and my microphone.
Oh no!
It was a perfect hit.
It was disgusting.
It was really disgusting because imagine how a cat stinks, and it's like 20 times as big as a cat, and it stinks 20 times as bad.
You can learn more about Dynamedian online at patreon.com/junemedia. Composer Adam Gubman has written for literally hundreds of games, I'm not exaggerating here, many of which have been casual games, and you've probably played some or many of them yourself on your own smartphone. Adam decided earlier this year to make a tiny bit of an adjustment to his career, and here he is to tell us more.
It's been a very tumultuous, interesting year for me, actually, since I left Somatone last year, and trying to make the transition into a fully independent composer. And when I say leave, I don't mean that I was employed, because I wasn't, but it was a long-term relationship I had with them, by which I was receiving like a retainer fee, almost like a lawyer gets every month for a certain amount of work. Mm-hmm. And then I got comfortable living off of, you know, my side work, the other stuff I do, and then also that check. So to cut that off, which I did, was a little bit of a shock to the system, again, to learn how to be an independent composer. And I found myself, the instant that happened, reviewing in my head all of the stuff that I would say to younger guys, up-and-comers, that were just for the first time trying to make a career out of this crazy nonsense of a job. And learning how to take my own advice is challenging, because I realize that a lot of things that I would say to people, even though I think that the advice was as sound as it could have been, none of it is easy, and none of it none of those steps that we take when we're learning how to become an independent whatever is an easy step to take.
You can learn more about Adam Gubman at patreon.com/junemedia, and you can hear the rest of our conversation there too. It's $1 a month to become a patron. Take part in our Google Hang, which is coming up Saturday, October 17th. Get a time to you as soon as possible. Composer Jason Graves and I are going to be playing the super-duper scary game he just scored called Until Dawn. So that event is Saturday, October 17th, sometime in the evening, and we'll get you a time as soon as possible. Follow us on YouTube and Facebook at June Media, and you can follow us on Twitter at Media June. That's JOON.